For the purpose, critique, review, education, just all around being positive, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
I'm WC Chronicles, and it's time for Springsteen Uniquities number 59.
Wow. That's getting up there now.
We're getting up there. We're getting near his age, you know, but that don't matter, you know? So, we spoke of last time, they have released what they call Volume 2, The Collection, which is basically a look at his albums from the 90s. They got a few vinyl EPs in there they released. But here's what they did just release with it. It's all digital, 9 EPs, which has B-sides and oddities. It's called the Spare Parts Collection or the Playlist on Spotify.
Wow. It's like old school flip side A and B 45s.
Yes, and it goes well because these are all the things that have all these little tracks. There's a few of them that we have featured here on the podcast. It's called a From the Solo, it's a look at the solo. I was, see how my hand's blocking the shadow on the rubber band? It was distracting me. It's called the Solo Preview or Look of Volume 2. It looks at and beyond. So it's just not everything from the 90s. So I want to run down verbally here what some of the tracks are from these 9 digital EPs, because it's we're going to play some
worth
of them.
Doing it.
It's worth doing it, okay? So there's this one, the first one from from Bruce Springsteen. Track one is For You, live from the Roxy, 1978. Then there's Rosalita, Come Out Tonight, live at the Roxy, 1978. Fire, live from Winterland, 1978. And then Incident on 57th Street Live, Uniondale, 1980, December. And then gets into the next one. Roll of the Dice, the album version, which is okay, you know, but I think they should have put something else. I think when they put album versions, you know, it's kind of like, well, somebody really likes it. But you got the space, fill it up. With Springsteen, we know that it's there, okay?
And it's good.
It's good stuff. Leap of Faith Live, Meadowlands, 1992. Here's one that we have featured before. 30 Days Out is a Human Touch album outtake. Next one was Hungry Heart, Berlin, 1995 version. Streets of Philadelphia, live with the E Street Band. Sony Studios from April 95. Murder Incorporated, live with the E Street Band, also in the studio. And Thunder Road, same time, same day, 1995. Next one, The Ghost of Tom Joe, album version. A song called Straight Time, acoustic, live, Philadelphia, December 1995. The Sonola Cowboy, acoustic, live, Philadelphia, 1995. Why don't you read one?
Born in the USA, acoustic, live, missing. Album version. Darkness of Edge of Town, wow. Berlin, April 4th, 1996. Born in the USA, acoustic, live. Spare Parts, acoustic, live, Berlin. Wow, a lot of look at this. Growing Up Unplugged outtake.
There's 9 of these.
Darkness of the Edge of Town, Philadelphia. The Hard Land, acoustic, live. The Big Muddy. And the last but not least, we're getting to, Lonesome Day, Spirit in the Night, Barcelona. The Rising. MTV Music Awards,
yeah.
2002.
And then What Love Comes... What Love Can Do, album version.
A Night with the Jersey Devil. That's pretty cool.
Got to play this one sometime. A Night with the Jersey Devil, working. This is an outtake from Working on a Dream. And then finally we get down to the last one, Rocky Ground, album version. And then The Promised Land, live at the Carousel House, 2010. So you see, they do go a little bit beyond, which I think is justifiable.
Yes,
I think
that's really... typical Springsteen, it's all good.
Now, if you want to see those, go to the backstreets.com. That's the Springsteen Collective website. And you can read all those other than just us babbling along. So, let's say we take those album version songs out, the ones that you can get, and we plug it in with something else. I love coming across things that are in the Doomsday Vault that don't get labeled or they get put on the wrong shelf. We can pull it off and enjoy it.
Sounds good. Like a drum roll, getting ready to open up, you know, the concert. Bam,
yes.
Bop, bop, bop. This
yes.
is what we're at.
So there's about maybe 5 or 6 in the digital Spare Parts collection. Here's from a sound check from 2009. The songs are Prove It All Night, Hungry Heart, sung by Little Steven.
Wow.
Wow. Okay? Springsteen's not to the stage yet. He shows up finally. Then there's Spare Parts, Streets of Fire, which is an instrumental they're doing. This is all sound check. Rendezvous, and then Queen of the Supermarket.
Wow.
This is all from, I don't know the location, but it's from 2009. At the beginning, you're going to hear a little static because, well, that's what they do when they're starting to work the mics and everything. Let's do it. It's about 22 minutes long. Enjoy it.
We don't. ahead, Jay. Give it that foot. What key is that, fellas? C? G. All right. One, two. One, two, three, four. There's a wonderful world where all you desire, everything you've longed for is at your fingertips, where the bittersweet taste of life is at your lips, where aisles and aisles of dreams await you, the cool promise of ecstasy fills the air. At the end of each working day, she's waiting there. I'm in love with the queen of the supermarket. As the evening sky turns blue, dream away to aisle number two. Of something wonderful and rare. The way she moves behind the counter, beneath her white apron, her secrets remain hers. As she bags the groceries, her eyes so bored and sure she's unobserved.
There you have it. 2009 soundcheck. You get to hear Little Steven sing Prove It All Night, Hungry Heart, Springsteen Shows Up, Spare Parts, Streets of Fire is an instrumental, Rendezvous, and I like Queen of the Supermarket.
You picked a rarity and a good one, a good gem you found.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I almost think that they could slice and dice. Yeah, sure, there's a little static on it, but you got an EP right there, so maybe it's a 10 collection EP instead of 9.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Have a good evening. That's Springsteen Uniquities number 59.
That was good, man.